morning, Patriots. Here we are on a Friday already. My goodness. And it is that special little show where instead of the Federalist Papers, we just do a casual little walk in the park and talk about our world. And what else? Well, like Mr. Rogersville and all the happy little things that go on. And, you know, like the red sweater and how we all love each other and how we all get along so well. And there's no such thing as protests, and there's no such thing as door knockers trying to get you a vaccine and injection. And there's no such thing as a communist hand puppet that diddles kids that's in charge of the country. It's just a casual little walk in the park. But before we get there, three public service announcements. Three. In our first for the morning, Mike Lindell and MyPillow, and probably one of the greatest CEOs in the nation. Man, he's something. Fights for this nation every single day. Boy, does he. He swings hard. Gets out here. He's fighting for election integrity. He's funding investigations into foreign election meddling. At the same time, he's running a company where the entire cabal has decided to try to crush him, taking his products off shelves. And while the left dances around and celebrates, they're actually losing because Patriots are rising and saying, oh, that's fine. We take that. We'll still buy from him. And he goes right direct, cuts out the middleman. And in doing so, he can offer great savings. So he's given us a great promo code, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. You can use that to buy great products, sheets, pillows, great sales on pillows, great sales on sheets right now. Comforters, pajamas, I think. And I know my slippers, which are so important. You got to have slippers if you're going to be at Bard's Fest. My slippers, that's for the 27th of August when Mike is going to be speaking. All these things, right? And we all helping that company, and they help us. They've contributed over $50,000 to Bard's Fest. It's huge. So let's just keep that charging and marching. So get on over there to MyPillow.com. Use the code promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. And if you're one of those that says, I don't like shopping on the web, well, that's okay. We got that covered too, because you can call 800-975-2939. 800-975-2939, and use the promo code BARDS and get all sorts of great savings. Public announcement number two, which is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is running her course this weekend, 20 Mechanisms of Injury webinar. That's on Saturday the 10th. You can sign up on her site, drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com. And you have that, and you can get over there and get super informed on this topic. This basically, I think the course should be called 20 Ways the Cabal is Trying to Kill You with a Bioweapon, but that would be my program, not hers. So get on over there and support that if you're interested in getting super educated on the topic, which we're going to need that education anyway because the cabal is far from over, and we've got too many sheeple walking around with their head in the clouds thinking it's all good. I got a piece of mRNA in me, and now they can program me from a distance. I like that. That's sort of stupid thinking. And then, of course, the biggest announcement of the morning. And what is that? It is Bard's Fest. Bard's Fest from the 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. If you head on over there to bardsfm.com, click on the little tab that says Bard's Fest on the top, you're going to see a great update on the website, a lot of clarity. And it's simple. One mission, two locations, all to celebrate God. Location, St. Charles, Missouri. Time, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And on Sunday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So get on over there and get some tickets. Now, the tickets for the indoor arena are on sale, and there's a little description of each one. The tickets for Drive-In St. Louis will go on sale next Friday. And we'll make a big deal about that. Speakers lists are there. You can see the speakers that are there. We're going to put them out in an update here in the next 24, 48 hours by Sunday for sure. They will have the speakers by day, but you're not going to miss anything either way. Ticket prices for an indoor arena vary depending on tickets. from $40 to $100, and that's a per day cost. And the drive-in St. Louis ticket costs are 25 person a day or $75 for a family. And it's two different festivals, all one celebration of God. One's, the drive-in is really focused on the family side of it, and the indoor arena is really focused on the traditional kind of speaker performance. Amazing amount of people are coming. Get over there, get your tickets. We're going to rock this thing. It's amazing. So there we go for our public service announcements. Now let's get into some of the country's stupid stuff going on, because there's a lot of it. We have such a rise of hatred and Luciferianism in our nation. It's rather stunning. And it's right in people's face and they can't even see it. And it's Luciferianism and it's fascism, and they really are kind of going hand in hand. So here's his headline. Leftist group drapes God bless abortions. God bless abortions over a 65-foot Christ of Ozark statue. And they plan on selling t-shirts with the same message. Now, this is the world we now live in. And it's a world that they're trying to steal from us by using every visual means possible. And we still are seeing way too many people sit on the side. You have leftist activists going to be coming to your door talking to you about the injection. Put a no trespassing sign up, by the way, so that if they cross your property, you can just arrest them, speed tie them, get some speed cuffs. Zip ties will work. Put them on the ground, hold them there with your foot on the back of their neck so they don't move, and call the police. Be gentle. We don't want to hurt them. But if they come on your property, arrest them. It's that simple. Put a no trespassing sign up. Let the police sort it out. They have no business being there, and if they are there asking you questions about an injection, even implying that, they're violating HIPAA laws. And make sure and charge them with trespassing. That's your right as a homeowner. And it's your right to arrest them for being on your property. You might want to check with an attorney on that. That's my opinion, so I'm clear. That's what's happening here. Let's put it that way. So, remember, in renter's rights, when you are a renter, that space and domicile is yours. They can't enter that space. But I don't know about the physical property of the space, but it's considered the same as if you're an owner, because you're renting. Even though you're renting, that's all we're doing anyway with the banks. We're renting from the banks when we have a mortgage. Wells Fargo yesterday announced that it's going to cancel all consumer credit. This is a great one. 60 days people have to address that problem. And if they don't address it in 60 days, meaning getting refinanced, then their credit's going to be canceled. So it'll hit your credit score. Not that I care, but not when you work in a cash world, it doesn't matter. But for those that are living in that world, it'll hit your credit score as a negative because your credit line was canceled, even though you didn't get a choice in it. They've given you 60 days warning. And then once they cancel your credit, they're going to put you on a regular payment plan, which I'm sure will be, I'm sure it'll be friendly, because that's what Wells Fargo does. They do friendly things for nice people. So that includes, what I understand is that includes everything. All consumer lines of credit are going to be canceled in 60 days. That was Wells Fargo announcement yesterday. So this is just the world in which we live. And this is a world of a collapsing economy. It's a world where we are literally living in a fascist state. We have police that are executing illegal arrests. They're non-constitutional arrests. And I always say this, I love the blue until you cross the line and cease to become a constitutional law enforcement officer, and then you're nothing more than a tan shirt fascist and you need to be hung up and strung by the end of your neck because you've got a gun and a badge and you're abusing your rights under the law. So there are no in-betweens here. We are at a point right now where our country is truly divided, and it's increasingly divided, and it's increasingly getting divided. One of the things I think that we have to really be realistic about is what is to come. We know that the election audit from Arizona is about ready to break, and that's within a few weeks. There is still a lot of this hope out here that President Trump's going to come racing in on a white horse and save the day. He's not going to happen. It's not going to happen like that. Take a look around right now and see what's happening. And what you realize, I would hope people realize, is the most important point that is happening is people are finally waking up to start taking a stand. Slow in coming, by the way. Slow in coming. The processes have to work in such a way that people can see the truth. They can see the corruption of our courts. It's deep. You can see the corruption. I mean, we have an election issue yesterday that, you know, that you have a federal judge that overturned CDC for trying to mandate that cruise liners have to wear a gag rule and have to follow the COVID gag and injection rules. And the judge ruled bluntly, a federal judge, this is an abuse of federal power. So what happens? The DOJ then petitions it and says that judge doesn't have a right to rule that it's an abuse of federal power. That's basically it. You see, what you're seeing here is an insurgency within our government at every level. And it's what's really important is that people start taking inventories. You need to take an inventory of every single person who's standing with the left and every person who's standing for freedom. That has to start happening. We need those names. Because those are the people that are trying to ruin this country. They've all been bought off by a concept. And it's the thing is, this is huge. And I think the reflection that we have to really get to at the end of this is to ask ourselves, how is it possible that so many people of so much hatred for this nation, so many people with so much hatred over generations were able to get into place and seek as their singular role the fulfillment of their own power and the destruction of America? That's really a big question. And we know the feeder programs. The feeder programs are almost every single educator in this country, which they all need to go. I'm not even sure China would want them, but I do think China needs organ donors, so you might want to send them there for that. But every single educator is a problem. You have an infestation, and it's literally an infestation. And so we're going to have to deal with this on a much bigger level. And the only way that's going to be accomplished is if each and every person who has Christ and God in their heart starts assuming power again. We have to own the domains of control and power in this country. And when I say own them, it doesn't mean physically own them. It means influence them and control them, okay? And that really gets back to the core of how this nation was begun, because when you look at one of the issues, economics was a huge issue like it is today in the early colonial periods. And we had a period of time when we were heavily all dependent on British imports, and it took the initiative of a small group of people, group of women, in fact, in the Carolinas that started organizing a boycott and building, making basic products, which were teas and other things, as American products, and not sending them to England and not buying English products or British products. All super important, because that sort of fire and energy is what we need again. And it's happening, but not happening fast enough. But we have to fuel that. We have to get things going, and we've got to get the patriot economy going so that it's a patriot economy. I'll tell you, why do I support Mike Lindell so much? Because I have pillows. They're actually his pillows. And I have pretty much everything I need. I think they're great products. But it's far beyond just the products. we're buying and should be buying from companies that don't just have good products, but have right philosophy. If you're buying a product from a company that is a good American-made product and they're a leftist, you're not doing anything. We have to know who these companies are. And part of that is Mike Lindell. If we had had 100 CEOs like Mike Lindell, most of this nonsense we're in right now wouldn't even be happening. But we have way too few of them, and we need to start encouraging the rise of them. I haven't talked about this for a while, but it's the goal is that at Bard's Fest, we're raising one company. That's Mike Lindell's MyPillow. Part of that celebration on the 27th to be My Slipper Day is to get him as much support as we can to show our appreciation for him. We want every single patriot having a pair of My Slippers on when he talks. And with that, we are now in a place as well to drop seven. And when I mean that, we're going to announce, and they're doing the vetting now, the seven companies that we're going to target. And when we say target, it isn't just like, okay, I'm going to boycott them. That's not the right philosophy. Boycotts are like a temporary thing. This isn't temporary. This is like scorched earth. There has to be seven companies that when we decide we're going to walk away from them, we walk away 100% and never go back. It doesn't matter how many CEOs they put in. It doesn't matter how many specials they offer. It doesn't matter whether they offer a veterans discount or not, a seniors discount or not, free cup of coffee at the door, polish your car wheels while you're in shopping. You watch how many stupid things they'll come up with to try to get your business back. It never can go back. That's the commitment to war. And if we're short, if we are short on a place to go, then that's where we inspire other companies to rise. There are a lot of American companies out here. And no, they may not have the capacity yet, or they may not have all of the convenience of some of the other stores yet, but they're here. And it takes some digging, because what's happened is we've got this layer of things like Amazon and then your major corporate brands like Costco, and I could go on a list, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target. These are all convenience brands. And they've built these big surface platforms out there so that you, when you go out, you walk into their mothership each time and you engage with the aliens, basically. That's the best way to put it. It's like, where are you going? I'm going to go shop with the lizard heads. Really? Yeah, they landed in our backyard. Where? Oh, it was called Costco. But that's a store. No, that's actually an alien ship sucking the life out of you every time you go in. I mean, that's the sort of, when we can approach it, if it was that way, it would be easy, right? You'd be like, I'm not going to shop with her. A bunch of lizard heads. And people would be like, now they're like, oh, that's okay. It's just Costco. Well, every time you go in there, they're sucking your dollars and sucking your finances away. And how are we going to boost up Patriot businesses if we keep spending our income into other places? Income is finite. Our choices have to be definitive, and they have to be geared towards the right type of purchase in order to mobilize this nation in the right direction. Sometimes that means we have to do without. Other times that means we have to start getting smart and shopping on the used market. Sometimes we have to find local sourcing that may not be exactly what we're after, but in the time we will find it and it will improve. That's how we do things. When the original boycott started by the women in the Carolinas, it was about 1768. One of the things they did is they came up with an alternative to tea. So how do you have an alternative to black tea that everybody's accustomed to? You have to be willing to change what your expectation is a little bit. They created teas that were from the natural products grown in the Americas, not teas based on the import from India and the slave colony of the British Empire. The same thing has to hold true now, right? We have to be willing to make these shifts. And everywhere corporations are controlling that access point, and they control a lot of them, we have to be willing to shift. We have all the resources we've been needed in this nation we were given. But, you know, quietly, they're still moving out, and we need to be paying attention to this. Here's an example of this kind of corporate encroachment that people aren't paying attention to, and they're doing it intentionally. So Prineville, Oregon, it's a county area out in eastern Oregon, quiet little town outside of Bend, Oregon. Well, what people aren't knowing is what's going on in Prineville right now is Facebook is building huge server farms out there. So this is what's happened in Prineville. All the locals now have been pushed out. There's no more locals. Facebook has brought in and basically bought the damn town. They've pushed up trailer parks have been removed. And all the people that were on there locally have been expelled. And Facebook has come in and put in their new people. And why? Because they can afford to. Housing costs have gone, rental costs in Prineville have gone from an average of about $400 an apartment now to $2,000 an apartment per month. A space that they were getting $150 or $200 for at a mobile home park now with Facebook's encroachment is now getting $800 to $1,000 a month for the same space. This is what's happening around the country. Quietly, as tech is moving in and moving out of its center points to try to get more control in our lives. We don't need more tech. This is this AI push that's trying to corrupt our world anyway. We don't need more tech. And quite frankly, this whole nonsense, whoever's pushing it, this is one of these things that I'm totally against President Trump on. I'm just going to be blunt, okay? Love the man. Love what he's done for our nation. He is my president. Be clear about what I'm going to say. But it doesn't mean I have to agree with everything, okay? I don't agree on two topics that he's done. I respect what he did to get the injection speed going so we can reveal their plan. I never agree with him when he promotes it. I think it's a horrible thing to even suggest because it's just a bioweapon. Secondly, I don't believe in this new high-tech world. It's absolute BS. This new high-tech world is nothing more than a nightmare waiting to happen because it's the unleashing of AIs. And you're going to hear all these things about, oh, we're going to have this great world. It's going to be 5G based. It's going to be integrated. We've got 5G safe. We've got AI. None of it. We don't need any of it. And the problem is that in this world like that, what happens is then you get your grubby warmongers in there, and they're all going to look at each one of these pieces of tech of like, which they're doing. Okay, well, we need to control the populace because there's potential threats within the population. We need to sort out the good people from the bad people. We need to be prepared to attack China. We need to prepare to attack Russia. We need to prepare to dominate the world. But it just goes on. And you have no idea how these people literally, it's like watching someone who's been starving for sugar for a week or two, and you put a fresh piece of like chocolate cake in them with vanilla ice cream, and they just start salivating like a rabid dog. We have to make a decision as a humanity. This isn't a decision about just a small group of patriots. This is a decision about humanity. And this goes far beyond our borders. That we have to decide if we want to live in a world where they're constantly going to try to monitor and kill us, or whether we want to live in a world where we put our faith in God. And that's across the globe. And that's not an easy shift, but we know that we can accomplish that shift through our faith in God. But it's going to take time, and it's going to take diligent action locally. But it begins with small acts. And the small acts are when we decide what we're going to participate in and what we're not going to participate in. You know, it goes back to the same thing. They can put all this infrastructure in, and the tech elites can try to use it to monitor us and so forth. But the more people that disengage with their system, the harder it is for them to participate to get us in their control. This is what you're experiencing firsthand with this injection and why it's so important what's happening here. Their injection is set up that they need and want 70% of the public for good reason. These server farms, this tech system is all being rolled out quickly for good reason. They want to control the population. It is about uploading people's humanity into a cloud and controlling it and suppressing your soul. That's not some sci-fi. That is their vision for transhumanism, and they're well on the way on that path. So when they can't get to that 70%, right now it's probably less than 40% penetration on the full market. That's a tremendous success for the people. And it's not a boycott which is the word I was saying before, it is a rejection, an absolute rejection of anything they offer, no matter what they do. And as we do that, their systems can't succeed. Sure, they'll have a class of people that I'm sure will be very happy living as robots, but their systems can't succeed. We cannot coexist. I mean, this is the problem that we have to come to grips with, is that with the transhuman society and us, we can no longer coexist. It is not a society that we can find common ground with. On one side, the transhumanist goal, ultimately, and where they become a zombie, dead soul human being. Not even human being, it's not even the right term. It's a corpse, because they are what they say they are transhuman. And if you go to the other side, it's this organic growth of accepting the growth that we have spiritually through our relationship with God. One is balanced, one is manufactured. The transhuman model and the human model cannot coexist. You can pray for those people all you want. You're praying for a dead soul. And that separation has become very, very real now. So we have to stand firm in our own basis and our own economies. Transhumanists are the same people that are draping this flag over the Christ of Ozarks statue with God bless abortions. It disgusts me beyond imagination. And it so disgusts me. I really hope that God just zaps every one of them. I'd be sitting there like drinking I would seriously pour myself just a nice cold root beer and watch that zap happen and be like, well, hey, God, hang on a minute. I got to grab a bag of popcorn for this one. You don't mind if I watch them melt into a pile of goo, do you? These people are sick. And it is a spiritual fight. I try to keep my focus a lot, and I look on the board and someone says on the board, they said, and a backhoe. Yeah, that's true. I would probably be starting up the backhoe too. That's outstanding. It's like, what did you do today, George? Cleaned up the goo in the street, filled up the backhoe, cleaned it up. No problem. We're all good here. God had a zap moment. I had a root beer float, and then I took out the backhoe and cleaned it all up. All good now. That's epic. All right. Oh, my goodness. That's why we're so good as patriots, because we always find that place to just like, let's just give some raw truth. And the only thing that keeps the left safe is the fact that we have God in our hearts. It's like, you know, the only reason I don't have my backhoe started is because God told me not to this morning, but God help you if he tells me he does, because if he tells me to start that sucker, I'm going to drive like a madman. And that's pretty much it, right? Oh, my goodness. But it is this place in our world that is so upside down. And right before us, we can see that this is a spiritual fight. They keep going to these places of killing, of mutilating, of destroying the human soul. And this is from abortions to injections to wanting to separate people by race. They are driven by hatred and driven by division. And they'll say they're not, but they are the most ugly, most unhappy people on the face of the earth, because they have accepted something very dangerous and they don't even realize it. Many of them don't realize what they're actually worshiping. And I'm saying this not from an excuse point of view, but it's what is driving, what their driving engine is around them. They don't even know what happiness is because they've accepted this anger. It's like accepting this visceral anger of Trump. Why would somebody hate a president so much? Even us on the right, trust me, we all disliked the traitor Obama. We knew he was fake from the beginning. But you never saw this sort of visceral hatred of going out and burning businesses and beating up people in the name of one president. No, we did what we always do. We put ourselves in to God and our faith and our trust in this nation. We prepared for worse times, and we quietly mobilized and got behind President Trump. So the left has a visceral hatred for all things America, for all things that God created. That's the core problem here. And one of the reasons they hate the Constitution so much is because it's based on the single principle above all things of moral law. They can't have something like that. Moral law are the given rights by God. Well, you say that and you watch a head explode. It'll start. It'll start like boom, boom, boom. You'll start seeing heads blow up all over the place. Our only way forward here is to do what Andrew Torba has said, which I completely agree with, and I'm going to push as hard as I can over the coming years to support in many ways. And there's an army of people organizing around this. And that is, there has to be a breakaway Christian economy. There has to be an economy completely structured around the values and belief and worship of God. It has to be like this. Because when you don't have it, we see what happens. It doesn't look like this at the beginning. Because you're going to get the people going, well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could join this economy, but I don't really want to have God in my life. But it sounds like a cool idea. They're the danger. This is an all-in deal. Okay, where we are right now is because people put God on the side burner and didn't use God as the lead. In order for us to reclaim this world, we have to assume those leadership positions. And this is what I was saying earlier, of influence within the key pillars of society. And what are those? These are a few of them. We have to control the economics of banking and finance through Christian values. We have to control the engines of enterprise, which is business and innovation through Christian values. We have to control the engines of influence, which is music and entertainment, and that includes plays and so forth, and movies through Christian values. These are key domains. We have to control the engines of food and health through Christian values. And health is actually a separate one. That's Christian values. We have to control education through Christian values. And we have to control the worship of God through true Christian values, not the values of a corporate church. That has to go away. Matter of fact, anytime anybody anymore asks me about, you know, like, do you want to become a 501c3 or do you want to support my 501c3? I don't care who they are. It turns my stomach. I want nothing to do with that Luciferian deal. People know this. I mean, I have had one, cost me big. I have had one, never will again. They will never touch a 501c3 again. I'll never have one. Period, end of story, no discussion. And for all you patriots out there that have sent support and donation for this channel, thank you. Seriously, it's a blessing. And everybody knows it's not a 501c3. That's the beauty. It's just honest. So, we really have to zero in on what we're doing and do a breakaway economy in order to reset this nation. And it's going to be a lot of hard work. It's going to mean hard work. But that's the part that's so beautiful, is the hard work to build a future. We are rebuilding a nation, and God has given us that gift, and what an amazing thing that is. And we're going to be able to benchmark that as a start point, a rally point, with all the focus we need at Bard's Fest, because it's all going to be there. The whole experience of focusing on what's going to happen is going to be at Bard's Fest, 26th to the 29th. And it's going to open with 300 shofars and a worldwide shofar playing. Someone asked earlier that if we have the shofar list up. No, that's part of this weekend's updates, by the way. We're going to have the shofar sign-up page up, which is big. It's coming. So we need to get behind this in a big way. And we absolutely need to get our momentum going, because we can't keep siphoning our money. Everybody has a finite income, but every time we purchase something from a patriot side, it energizes more patriot opportunity. Every time we give money to the Luciferian side, it's like a black hole that sucks us down. And so we have to get smarter and smarter about which businesses to support, who can support, and we have to be uncompromising. We have to dig and get to know who people are. And this is the problem, is that we don't spend enough time paying attention and we get too wrapped up in convenience. We have to live intentionally. And when we live intentionally, the rewards are there. And it's hard. It really is hard. And whether it's trying to find things that are made in America with American values. And what we have to do as well is we have to show those companies, even companies that might be tilting towards the corrupted progressive side, what happens when good people get behind them. And what happens when Christian values and the love of Christ gets behind these people? You will find that they'll come over, many of them. And if they don't, then let them burn. I don't care. I really don't. I mean, I could care less if a company goes out of business if they want to reject God. I really do. But when a company or a CEO embraces that faith, even if it's just the beginning of that, watch the magic that happens. But everything else, whatever. You know, it could be the best manufacturer of some widget in the world. And I'd be like, yeah, so what? See ya. Nice knowing you, but see ya. You know, there has to be that sort of brutality in the way that we operate. And it's the only way we're going to win. Because in the end of the day, this is much more a economic war than anything else. It is an informational war because they're influencing us. But their engine is the economics. And when we stop buying their junk and stop playing their game, their engine stops. It won't seem like that. They've got enough reserves. They'll prop it up for 6 months to a year. Watch what happens after a year. Watch what happens after two and three. They're just going to be shells of companies. And that's what has to happen. And we have to be conscious of that all the way through. Not let greed get in our way. So Patriots, we have a lot of fight ahead. And we have a lot of fight in us. And God's with us. And we're going to be able to win this thing, but it's going to take a lot of digging in. It's going to take a lot of hard work. So, you know, just as a kind of a wrap up, telling kind of my own reminder of this every day, I've mentioned a lot about the expansion of the garden I've done this year, and it's been some really hard work. These beds that I've dug, I've added 5 beds in the last few weeks, and they're all where a lawn used to be. And that earth is as hard, literally as hard as rock at certain times. And the beds take a lot of work and a lot of soil adjuncts, meaning composted material, different layers of composted material in there to work it in. Soil builders, all natural, all based from, you know, good soils and good compost. And it takes a lot of work. But what's amazing is when, and some of those days, by the way, are hot days, 93, 97. But you have to get it done. And we all know this hard work is when it's brutal. But you have to get it done because once you get it done, the restart is there. The base is there. And it always shows. And this is why I love this process because you're reminded. I just planted one of the new beds. And I planted it with starters. And it was hot when I planted it. Under normal circumstances, they probably wouldn't have made it, you know, and with the proper care in the soil and, you know, some other things I've done to protect the plants. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm watching some plants that are going into a new bed that was a hard clay soil. And within 3 or 4 days, these plants are already pushing in new sprouts and growing. That's what we're talking about, is we're talking about creating a fertile base in everything that we do in this nation. And we have to create the fertile base based on the economic choices that we make. That's our bed. And we're literally walking in clay right now in hard pack. And everything we do there is just, it's killing us. We can't grow there. But when we step over and we dig hard and we rebuild that foundation, and we spend time to build the new bed, which takes a lot of work. It takes a different way of thinking. It takes innovation. It takes risk. once you get there, everything you put in there is going to start to grow crazily. And in doing so, it's going to spur new opportunities and new ideas and new innovation. That's what we have to fight for. And we're going to talk a lot about that in the coming weeks, in the coming year, and a lot about that at Bard's Fest, because that's what we're really there for, is to get our country reseeded with new healthy soil to re-stimulate an economy that's a patriot, God-loving economy, not a Luciferian worship, baby-killing economy. And the only way it's going to happen is not just by, it's not going to happen like some manna from the sky. It's going to take us to do the work. And if we do the work, God will reward it in amazing ways. But we have to put wheels to our faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We've come together. We thank you for the blessings given to us each and every day. We ask for your continued guidance and prayers. And as we pray to you and humble ourselves before you for all that is given. Lord, we know that ahead of us is a challenging path, because in order for us to break from this economy, in order for us to break from this dark worship of a dark Lord and the false gods of materialism, we have to restart anew. And so we ask for your guidance, your clarity, eyes to see and ears to hear, to be able to reset that world truly in a way that is built on those words, in God we trust, and that we trust in you fully, Lord, that you will guide us in this path ahead. Give us the insights that each of us needs, not the one, but the many, that we can all stand and be participant in this new world to build something glorious in your name. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that's our challenge. And we've got to do it, and it's a hard work, and it means each and every one of us tapping into our gifts and talents, and each and every one of us has gifts and talents to give. We just have to trust in God to find them if you don't already know them. Otherwise, if you have them, dig deeper, because God's ready to give more than you ever imagined. Have a blessed day, Patriots. I will see you this evening for Bard's FM. Until then, or until the next time, keep your head up and your eyes forward, never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Keep your prayers up. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. Make sure and cruise over to bardsfm.com too. Get your tickets for Bard's Fest. God's going to be there. Have a blessed day. I'll see you tonight. Until then or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light. It can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.